The Medford School Board had a long session Monday evening on our local news program. We're going to have the results over the next couple of days with Superintendent Pat Sullivan. We'll talk about the opening of school on our first segment today.
Some things have changed from, you know, from what we've been talking about, but again, that's because, you know, this is a ever-evolving situation, you know, the pandemic. So the plan that we approved is that students return to the school building 5 days a week with additional safety precautions such as required masks for staff and students when social distancing is not possible, and a reduced school day. Whenever social distancing is not possible, we are going to require masks for our staff and our students. Our pre-K through fourth grade, we call that a self-contained classroom. Those kids, for the most part, are in the same room around the same students all day. So when they're in their room, we would not have to require that they wear masks, because they're, again, they're around each other all day. It's when they go out into the bigger areas, they coming into the building in the morning, being on the bus, going out for recess, after school, pickup, again, lunchroom. Those are times where we're going to require the masks. The high school or the middle school kids, the older kids, where it's different there is, you know, from seventh grade on up, for the most part, you switch classes every hour. So we're going to see times there where when they're in the hallways, you should be wearing a mask. When you get into the classroom, you should wear a mask. However, in the classroom, depending, you know, on how many kids are in that classroom and how big that classroom is, there can be times there, too, where the teacher can say, you can safely take off a mask. The teacher could maybe have kids working in one corner of the room where social distancing can be, you know, can happen, and masks wouldn't have to be worn. The teacher may be giving a lesson, say a 20-minute lesson, and that teacher may be 6 feet away or more from the front row of students. The teacher wouldn't have to wear a mask in those situations. But again, the common areas, the times when they'll be seeing more kids, lockers, at hallway, you know, passing, going to lunch, those kinds of times, we're saying we want people to mask up. Now, you know, I just hope people understand these decisions that are made, and just getting to the decisions are grueling. Administratively, we went into the board and we said, we feel that this community very strongly wants us to be in school 5 days a week. Okay? That was our goal. It was our recommendation, and the board did ultimately pass it with a lot of discussion. But we said we would like that too. But we felt very strongly that if we're going to do 5 days a week face-to-face, then we felt masks need to be required. If we went to a plan B, which we talked about, where masks would not be required, that would be a plan where you have half as many kids in the building every day. That's where you see these districts doing 1 week on or 1 week off, or they do, you go to school on Tuesday and Thursday with half your kids and Monday and Wednesday on the other half, or you know, you pick a day in there where no one is in the building. Then we would say, okay, we can social distance. You cut everything in half, right? Instead of having 650 kids in the high school on Monday, you have half that many, which means instead of having 20 kids in a classroom, in a history class, you have 10. So we can say to them, if we do that plan, we can social distance. Again, in the end, we did go with plan A. We are going to have, you know, maybe a third, close to a third of our students are indicating that they do want to stay home. Their parents have indicated they're not comfortable sending their kids to school. So our teachers are going to have to deal with virtual learners. And if their internet is not good, then they'll be working off paper packets. So that's just extra. We got to find time for those teachers to be able to deal with that. Following up with kids at home. You know, teachers are going to be wiping down, you know, desktops and the seats and those things, especially in your upper grades where every hour you got a different, you know, 20 or 30 kids walking into class. So there's got to be time in between classes to do that. Your self-contained classrooms, teachers will do that as well, but they won't maybe have to do it, you know, seven times a day like a teacher at the high school or a seventh and eighth grade teacher will have to do, because that's how many classes they might have in a day. We are not going to allow visitors into the buildings during the school day like in the past. So if a parent has to, you know, it's pretty common. Somebody forgot their lunch. Somebody forgot their basketball uniform. Parents have to run it up during the day. There'll be a table where parents can come up to the door. You know, we have a buzz-in system, and just tell the secretary, you know, that they're there to drop off somebody's, you know, whatever it is. We'll come out and get it. If it's a dental appointment, we would have the students walk out to the car and age appropriate. If it's a kindergartner, you know, first grader, we know we're going to walk that kid right out to the car. We'll always have staff out there, but especially on the first few days of school, and especially with our pre-K, kindergarten, first graders, you know, we'll be out there greeting parents, greeting the students, and then walking those students down to the classroom. Seating charts are going to happen in the lunchroom. They're going to happen on the buses, or at least on the buses, there's going to be a process in place. So if we have to do contact tracing, you know, if the health department says to us, hey, so-and-so did test positive, we need to know who they sat by at lunch, okay? We have to be able to provide that as best we can. So we will have a seating chart so we can at least, you know, work with the health department on that. You know, and again, this is all in our view, you know, and the board passed it, but what we talked about is we're looking for the best ways to slow this thing down, to keep us all open, to keep us coming to school 5 days a week face to face. I hope that the message from parents to their kids is, you know, we got to go halfway. If you're someone that isn't a big fan of masks, that's how I hope it's viewed. Okay. You may not be a big fan of masks, but on the same token, you might be the people that want to be in school face to face 5 days a week. We're doing that right now. That's our plan. And look around. A lot of districts aren't doing that.
Pat Sullivan, Superintendent of Schools for the Medford School District, on part of what happened at the Medford School Board meeting Monday evening. We'll have more on that meeting on a later local news program.